In the gospel, Jesus is there on the by the Sea of Galilee, goes up on a mountain and sits down and preaches to the people and heals them, heals the sick and takes care of them. And then he feels sorry for them. They've been with him for 3 days and he feels pity for them because they may go home hungry and may collapse on the way. So we see the pity and the compassion of Jesus for the crowd, for all of us, not just in that moment, but always, whenever we are in need or suffering in any way, our Lord always has that pity and compassion for us all the time. But we see him sitting down in the midst of the people. He cares for them. He wants to be with the people, wants to be with us. He's with them for 3 days. He sits down in their midst and heals them. And you can imagine the immense happiness in the crowd, being with Jesus, telling them, teaching them how to live a holy life, how to live a happy life here, and how to obtain salvation and to live for the things of heaven. The compassion, the care, the concern of Jesus for his flock, for all of us, we see there, and that he loves to be in the company of men. The scripture says, Jesus loves to sit in our company, to be in our company. So he is certainly in our company, in our churches, in our midst, all the time, to the end of the world, all the time, always there, always to be with us. He loves to be in our company. He cares for us, and obviously the response is that we should come and be in his company, that we should fear to stray, to forget him, not to be in the company of Jesus. We should always seek out our Lord as he seeks out us and love to be in his company. And of course, so we should come to Mass as often as we can to receive Jesus, to be with him, to be in his company in the church, but also be in his company at home in quiet places, to be never forgetting our Lord in our prayers, always walking with Jesus, always thinking of him, always being concerned of him, so to speak, that he wants our attention, that he is sad if we forget him. So that's a message for us to always take to heart, the care and concern and love that Jesus has to be with us. And do we return? Do we return the same? Do we love to be in his company and having him and continually in our thoughts as he is continually in our world and in our presence in the Eucharist and in our churches? So let us return the same.
Misericordia.